Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So in the last segment, we got two people that are out on Dan Campbell. Long term, can't win it with him. And we got go to replay for pass interference. I do not want replay for pass interference. I do not want more replay. But do you? You kind of do.
I don't know. I go back and forth on pass interference. I'd rather see it. If they're going to implement replay again for another play, it'd be for face mask for me. Hands to the face mask.
Can you?
For pass interference, I want replay assistance. I don't think you should be able to challenge it, but I think if it's clearly obvious, the guys upstairs, you guys blew this,
they can
come down. Yeah, quick down. Hey, upon further review of with replay assistance, that was not a pass interference, fourth down.
Yeah, that was one where I wish the NFL would have had the conversation on the sidelines where it looks like it's just the officials having the conversation when in reality it's the officials talking with somebody from the NFL saying, I'm with you on that, King. That sounds like a
thank you, Gator.
Compromise.
I seek your approval.
We have college football start times for the last Saturday of the regular season.
Here we go.
Now, what was already known here locally was Ohio State plays at Michigan at noon. Mm-hmm. That was locked up. Other noon starts, Iowa at Nebraska is the only other nooner that day. At 3:30, Penn State at Rutgers, Wisconsin at Minnesota, and at 7, Maryland at Michigan State at Ford Field. That's a night game, Saturday, 11:29. Northwestern plays at Illinois in a night game that day. UCLA and USC and Oregon and Washington have been designated as six-day holds, so those games will be at either 3:30 or 7:30 to be determined. But locally here, Spartans in Maryland, that's a 7 o'clock start at Ford Field. For those that were thinking of going.
I'm glad it's that way. Because I think everybody wants to watch Michigan-Ohio State. And even if you're a Spartan fan, you want to watch that game. And you also, if you're in Southeast Detroit, maybe you want to check out the final game at Ford Field. This gives you plenty of time between games. I'm glad for that.
We do have an announcement to make here at 97.1. Phones are down. So we'll let you know when the phones are back up and running. But as is usually the case here at the Ticket, they decide to do maintenance during our show.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Why not? If there was only something to talk about.
We do have feedback. You can still send your texts over, and we do need to get caught up. Champ, the Lions' defense. Chump, Dan Campbell's play calling. Also, the Eagles are a great team. The defense kept them in the game. The offense was inept and cost them the game. That's from Aaron. Champ, at a weekend, broadcasters for calling out how bad that pass interference call was and doing it on the air. Chump, Jamar Chase for spitting on an opposing player and then lying about it in an interview afterwards. Yeah, man.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, spitting is... Spitting is nasty. And, you know, I don't know, ejections, fines, suspensions, all seems appropriate to me. As far as Dan Campbell's play calling, it was reported yesterday that he's going to do it the rest of the year. There's two separate things that I think are getting somewhat conflated, and that is that going for it on fourth down has something to do with him calling plays. He always went for it on fourth down. He's just now responsible for the result of that fourth down. If you are worried about him not adjusting to the context, what's going on in the game, and always having the pedal down, I think it's a fair question, because he doesn't sound as though he's particularly interested in changing too much. He just does the whole, that's who I am. And, you know, the weird thing is, people will say, oh, when it's going well, when he makes it, everybody loves it. But there's a reason why every coach doesn't do it. There was a stat last year, and I don't have the direct numbers in front of me, but the Lions had like more fourth down attempts by a factor of two than the second place team in the NFL. And again, don't quote me, but the Lions had gone for it on fourth down 50 times. The number two team in the NFL was close to 25 times. And the Lions' success rate on fourth down was way higher than anybody else's. So it was working, but you have to understand, with aggressive play calling, an aggressive strategy maybe is a better way to put it, with an aggressive strategy like that, it comes with a potential downside. And people will say eventually that'll come back to haunt you. Yesterday was a whole bunch of the eventuallys. Yesterday was eventually fourth down came back to haunt him. Yesterday was eventually Jameson Williams' immaturity could haunt them. Yesterday was the offensive line will haunt them. Yesterday was outdoor games for Jared Goff or bad weather games. Now, to be fair, it impacted Hurts too. He was well below his typical completion percentage. But, yeah, there was a bunch of eventualies that reared their ugly head yesterday. And, you know, the question is, can they fix it? Can they fix it moving forward? I don't think, you know, Goff after the game said weather wasn't a factor. But both quarterbacks had their season low in completion percentage yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, for Goff, it was really costly. Going into the game, I think he was around 74% completion mm-hmm. percentage. After the game, now he's down to 69%. Mm-hmm. So that's a massive drop. That's what happens when you go 14 of 38. It was shocking to see the final numbers, 14 for 38. That is nowhere near what you expect from Jared Goff. Even whether it's pressure or not, you don't expect to see a completion percentage below 50%, let alone that far below 50%.
Yep. And, you know, it's funny because somebody called up earlier and said bad weather games. We can't find a bad weather metric. We did find his completion percentage in a dome this year is 69.42%. His completion percentage outdoors is 69.84%. It's slightly better.
Despite having an awful game.
Despite having the awful game last night. And that stats do include last night's game. He's got 11 touchdowns to two interceptions outdoors, 10 touchdowns to two interceptions indoors. Not a good game, though. Not a good game on a lot of fronts. And windows open up sometimes and reveal who you actually are. I don't know that this was definitive. They've got no shot. But I think about, do I expect them to win the next three games? Okay. Moving forward, do I expect them to beat the Giants? Yeah. Do I expect them to beat Green Bay at home on Thanksgiving Day? Yeah. And do I expect them to beat Dallas the following Thursday? Yeah. And then they get more time off. So if I think about my expectation is that they're going to be 9-4 and have a long week to recover before a December stretch run. Now, I might not be right on that. But, you know, we're going to have to endure this week because this sucks. And even if they beat the Giants, it's not like people are going to go, oh, they're back on track because it's the Giants.
Right.
by that, you the huge public sentiment pivot game is Green Bay.
Yeah. A week from Thursday.
Yep. But as it stands right now, it's going to be a long week because we have to sit on this one until Sunday.
Yes. Long week for fans to wait and see. And I'm pretty sure those players want to get back out on the field and right the wrong. But at the same time, they are banged up.
Yep.
And that offensive line needs time to heal up to get ready for short week after the game against the Giants. That's why I think it's very important to get guys healthier. If Miles Frazier can contribute in any way to be part of this roster moving forward for the rest of the season, hopefully that helps a little bit. You know, it's even guys that are backups that were banged up. I think Dan Skipper's been banged up too. But these guys just got to get healthy. And it would certainly help if you can get the running game going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that takes some pressure off as well. You know, being an active blocker as opposed to being a pass blocker is different. You know, run blocking is different than pass blocking, obviously. But it's, you know, you're moving forward as opposed to taking a step back and reacting. So I think they prefer.
Carson Anderson. Oh, it's one of that. Obviously, it's Jared Goff talking about fourth down aggressiveness. I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, do we accept that this is Dan Campbell and understand that it's going to come with a game like that, where the fourth down aggression is going to come back and bite them, and you just hope it's not in a do or die type of situation? They have instilled a culture that the team believes in it, and it affects play calling. It does affect play calling when you know you're going to go for it on fourth down. When you have third and six, third and seven, and you hand it off because you're trying to make it fourth and short, you're not trying to, on third and seven, Dan Campbell's not necessarily trying to get seven or more yards. Dan Campbell is oftentimes thinking the play call should be reflective when whether he was calling the play or Ben Johnson was calling the plays. It didn't matter. John Morton was calling the plays. It was, they could call plays knowing that they had two downs to get the 7 yards. And that strategy had been a mostly winning formula. There was a reason why going into the games this weekend, and I don't know what the updated numbers are. I don't know if they let it by a game, but the Lions have won more games since the last three calendar years, going back to the middle of the 2022 season, would have been 22, 23, 24. Yeah, going back to the middle of the 2022 season, why they have more wins than any team in the NFL. They had the talent. They had a strategy. But you know what? If you're a critic and you don't like them, the ultimate trump card you have is, yeah, but they haven't won a Super Bowl. And there's truth in that. The question is, can they? And I still think they can. But we've gotten those calls today saying they're out. People are out. And that's too bad. I'm sorry you feel that way. I think it's going to be a bit of a bummer for you. Because I don't know why. If I thought they had no shot, I'm not sure I would watch. I guess I would, but if as a fan, like for a job, we'd watch. But
right. Well, I think it's foolish to make that kind of proclamation for a team that actually wins.
Yeah, and they've won a lot of big games this year. It's along the line. I mean, the biggest win they've got is they pounded the first place Chicago Bears.
Yeah, this is. I don't understand that mentality. It's not like this is a middling team. You know, it's a team that went to the NFC Championship game, had a 17-point lead at halftime.
Yeah.
They won 15 games the following season. We know about the injuries and everything that happened last year. And now this year, they're dealing with injuries again. But well, hopefully they get to the postseason. And if they're healthy in the postseason, I still love their chances.
Well, people could argue that the fourth down call in the NFC Championship game, that one of those cost them.
I mean,
going for instead of kicking a field goal.
Or attempting a field goal, because kicking a field goal and attempting a field goal are two different things. That would have been a well beyond, was it 45 or 47, something like that.
Yeah.
But they called the right play. It was there, and there was a drop pass that you don't expect the pass to be dropped.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So, right call.
There's
wrong execution.
Yeah, I mean, they,
but we don't have to litigate what happened in the handful of plays back in the NFC Championship game, and just pointing out that they actually did get there. Their first foray into the postseason with this regime, this group, and they got to the NFC Championship game. To think that they're not going to get back, okay, if that's your thought, then have fun with that. But I like how they built this roster. I like how they've changed the culture here, and I like their chances of getting to the postseason and doing damage, because I think this is a team that does damage. They can beat anybody on any given Sunday or Saturday or Thursday or Monday. They can do it any week.
I'm looking down some of these texts. My champ, JB Bickerstaff, for coaching his pants off. Yep.
Does he coach without pants?
No, he doesn't. My chump, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He couldn't catch a ball if he were paid to do it. Oh, wait.
Okay. Is that an overreaction?
That's an overreaction.
Is he having the same season he's had?
No.
Is there something off?
Yes. Champ is the Pistons. Chump of every week of the NFL season is Frank Ragnow for quitting on his teammates and not informing him soon enough for Holmes to either keep Zeitler or find a free agent lineman.
You know what's interesting is that the timing of the Ragnow retirement is problematic. It was later in the game, and Barry gets killed for when he retired right before training camp.
Yeah,
Ragnow doesn't, and if this has been an observation that somebody, if you've made it out there somewhere, got it, cool. But we haven't had a lot of that. And I don't know, like, did something change in that time? Did he get a diagnosis in that time? Did he just personally? Because wasn't there something about he was? You had to get ready to ramp up for training camp, and he was just like, I don't have this anymore. And that he
with
didn't.
Barry?
No, with Ragnow. Wasn't there some reporting along that lines that Frank Ragnow was like, I it's time for me to get ready, and I just can't anymore. And so maybe he didn't know until the eve of training camp. I seem to recall something along those lines.
Well, Ragnow retired right at the
in June.
It was right before right after the draft.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I thought the reason, because this guy's giving him a chump because of the timing, it was too late for them to do anything about it. And I thought one of the stories was it was time to get ready for training camp, and I just couldn't do
getting
it anymore.
Getting ready for a mini camp or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. And he was like, I don't have it in me anymore. He didn't know until that moment that he wasn't going to be able.
I would never chump Frank Ragnow.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough deal.
Guy was one of the toughest players in the NFL. Left everything he had out on the field. And
yeah, here you go. Here's what he posted. These past couple months have been very trying as I've come to the realization my football journey is ending and I'm officially retiring from the NFL. I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not. And it's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. So he gets to the offseason, and this is sort of
understood. Does he have a date
on that? It was posted on June 2nd. So here he gets to the offseason, season ends. He starts to think, okay, I'm going to feel better. And they're getting ready to go back, and he doesn't feel any better. Is that really chump worthy?
I don't think it's chump worthy. And when you've got all of June, all of July, all of August to sign somebody or work a trade, whatever, and you didn't.
Here's more from his post. I've given this team everything I have and thought I had more to give, but the reality is I simply don't. I have to listen to my body. It's been one of the hardest decisions of my life. Is that fair?
I think it's horribly unfair.
Yeah.
I think it's horribly unfair. To a guy who is nobody ever questioned his toughness.
Yep.
Ever.
Until he retired.
Right, until he retires. He played through everything during the season. He tried to play through everything. There were some games he had to miss because it was too much. But the guy was playing through injuries.
Yeah. And he didn't.
The last several years of his career.
He didn't respond in the offseason the way he hoped. And it sucks that it didn't really fit a better timeline for the Lions, but you recharge the batteries in the offseason. I guess his batteries weren't being recharged. 248-539-9797. Champ, the Pistons playing good and looking good. Chump, Michigan State. I'm not going to read what you say they are, but they've. Yeah, I don't like that verbiage, but yeah.
Uncensored.
Hunter on a cell. Chump, Jared Goff for wearing the glove on the throwing hand. Clearly affected his throws. Champ, Josh Allen. 3 rushing TDs, 3 passing TDs in 1 game. So the glove thing, he said he wore it in warmups, and it was fine. But
don't you think he would have took it off?
It wasn't a game-long commitment.
Clearly it affected him. Did it? I mean, the only way you could say clearly that I would give an inch of concession to is, well, in normal conditions, you don't wear a glove. Mm-hmm. So why, if the glove didn't matter, then you could wear
Hurts, it. Didn't Hurts have a glove on too?
I believe so, yeah. 2 of them.
I mean, they both had the worst pass percentage, completion percentage of their season last night. Was it because they were wearing gloves, or was it because it was a terrible night to have to try and throw the football?
I think the line would have protected better if he wasn't wearing gloves.
248-539-9797 for ticket texts. Our phones are down here on 97.1. Champ, the Pistons. Chump, Campbell. Horrible decisions last night. Champ, the defense. Chump, MCDC looked way overwhelmed. Champ, the Pistons win Friday night in an NBA Cup once again with bench players first place in the Eastern Conference. Chump, Campbell, and the Lions Sunday night. Time to realize the Lions have reached their ceiling. Third place in the North. No playoffs this year. Certainly no Super Bowl. 10-7, 9-8 at best this season. So is it 10-7 or 9-8? Somebody else. This guy, I guess, is just giving up on this season.
Oh, do so at your own peril.
Yeah. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
What do you make of that comment? This could be the best thing that happens for us. I think we're going to hit our stride while other teams are hitting adversity. Is that wishful thinking, or is this guy know what he's doing?
I think he knows what he's doing, but I also think making a statement like that is part of knowing what he's doing. It's trying to instill confidence, and it's a lot of this, I think, is coach speak in front of cameras and microphones. But that being said, I think there are positives that come out of the loss last night. The defense, the way they played against that offense, mm-hmm. was a real positive for the Lions. Philadelphia went 1-for-6 on the tush push. Let me restate that. Philadelphia was 1-for-6 on the tush push.
It was really actually pretty damn gratifying.
Yeah. So I give kudos to the defense. They did a great job last night and kept this team in. It gave them a chance to win, and not an easy thing to do when you're working with short fields as a defense. Philadelphia had 3 drives that started in Lions territory in the first half, resulted in 6 points. One a really short field goal, and the other one, they had to drive a little bit to get there. They had 27 yards on the drive to get the field goal. But, you know, when you're starting in the territory, you should get points. Lions weren't able to get that play. They weren't able to convert the fourth down play, which is completely new to this team and this fan base. We're used to seeing the Lions convert at a pretty good clip the fourth down plays, and they did not. Were they chasing their tail a little bit? It felt like that at the end. When you look at the end result, and it's 0-for-5 on fourth down, it completely empty, and that looks like you're chasing it a little bit, and then you start to go back and think about things. And I would imagine that there was a discussion before the game when you knew how bad the weather was going to be in terms of the wind. It wasn't cold as whatever, but it was windy and it was going to affect kicking. And if you know that going into it, then maybe you start to think about a game of field position. And then when you see how well your defense is playing, do you start thinking of maybe we need to have a game of field position?
Yeah, I need to punt here and get the football back with a fresh set of downs around the same spot because the defense can stop them.
Exactly. Try to pin them deep, and if they get that stop, then maybe you're the team that starts in plus territory.
It's hard for us to throw. It's hard for them to throw, too.
So
I'm doing a decent job against Saquon here.
And as much as I think last night's game is mostly on Dan Campbell because of those decisions, because he didn't do the field position game, I don't think that that's something that you have to look at every week and say, well, you can't play, you can't gamble on fourth down. I think everything is situational and circumstantial. And last night's circumstances was the perfect storm for them to say, let's punt, and they didn't. I don't suspect that the circumstances or the situation is going to dictate the same thing on Sunday against the Giants or next Thursday against the Packers.
Kang, what did you make of the comments from Campbell there that it might be the best thing to happen for them, and he thinks they'll be hitting their stride when everybody else is starting to face adversity?
Yeah, to answer your question on that cut, I think he absolutely knows what he's talking about. The big picture, he's absolutely right. The question is, can they peak at the right time? Because it is all about peaking when the playoffs come around. You could finish the season 15-2, we all know this, and lose your first playoff game. It means nothing. Right now, though, the problem is they still have to get into the playoffs, because as the standings are where they are, the Lions are not in the playoffs. So you can learn from stuff, but you got to win some games too. And luckily they got the Giants coming in town, a game you should win and get some confidence back and correct the things that he believes are correctable. But in the end, it's all about what you do in the playoffs. And he's using these losses as, you know, reminders or whatever you want to call them. Like, hey, we don't get our stuff together, this stuff can happen. We're close, but we're not there. And he keeps saying that, but now it's to go and put that into the action. And so I understand what he's trying to say. It is about the playoffs. It's about peaking at the right time. If you haven't been through adversity, then you don't know how you're going to react, right? He's basically saying, we've gone through it now, man. We're 6-4. We've been through the tough schedule, everything. I think we know what we need to work on and get to work.
Well, the big question I think a lot of people have is, can they do it up front offensively? That's a question that, you know, no matter how good or bad, when they look back at it, how good or bad they've been all year, they have to be better than they were last night. On a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is absolute dominant offensive line play, can they be a 10 this year? I'm not sure they can. In fact, my guess is they probably can't be a 10 this year. Can they be a 7? At their best, and does that include the players that are being used right now, or do they got to take a look at Miles Frazier, or do they got to take a look at Tristan Colon snapping and moving some people? I don't know. Not an O-line coach. I like their O-line coach.
I think the scariest thing about the offense moving forward is moving forward without Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
For at least the next three games. That's concerning.
Yep.
Because he is such a vital part to this offense. You saw last night how much they missed him, and him being placed on IR last week. That's a big stumbling block.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Brock Wright got more targets than Laporta typically gets. Laporta typically gets 5.5 targets. Wright got 7. They end up throwing the ball a lot. There was a play, though, the fourth down play, the pass to Amon-Ra in the back of the end zone that was incomplete. Brock Wright was coming wide open.
Yeah,
but Goff didn't have time to work his way through his progressions because, oddly, Penei Sewell gave up a quick pressure to Jalen Phillips off the edge. Sewell's really good, but Phillips got him on that play, and Goff, I think, just threw it to his best receiver where his number one option was supposed to be and hope he could make a play on it because he didn't have time.
No, and as he's getting ready to throw it, that's when Brock Wright got open. So that play needs just a little bit of time to develop to get him to be there. But he was painfully open. Unfortunately, he didn't have all that time.
Yep. Well, look,
I imagine he would tell us that Jared Goff would tell us tomorrow that he should have recognized earlier or seen that could have been a good matchup. I don't know what he'll – I think he'll say something like that because he'll – put some of the blame on himself rather than throw the offensive line under the bus. But it was an equal catastrophe between, I think, receivers, quarterback, and offensive line play and coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy because in retrospect, the defense pretty so damn good. Pretty damn good.
That's the I think that's championship caliber defense if they play like that.
Yeah.
Against a quarterback that can beat you in multiple ways, against a running back. Now, in fairness, Saquon Barkley has not had a good season. Last year was outstanding. This year he's been pedestrian. But that is still a team offensively that has gifted players, whether it's Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert. They've got good players and obviously the dual threat of the quarterback.
Jack Campbell had 15 tackles last night. Dude's all over the
field. How is it 139 and now this is the first time you're saying Jack Campbell had 15 tackles?
Because, you know, I've just kind of been waiting. Honestly, mostly because people have been venting. Yeah. And we've let them vent, and that's fine. I mean, we had our complaints too. And nobody, you know, we're not.
I haven't looked, but I'm going to guess that Anzalone had a number.
Had six. He and Rocky Asin, second on the team, and Brian Branch all had six tackles. Guess what? Are the phones back? Oh, maybe. We don't know. We thought the phones were back. Phones are down, getting some maintenance, which has affected our video streams as well. So people have been patient with it. We do have text. We do not have a fax machine set up. So no fax machine today, but 248-539-9797. Get your calls or your texts over. It's a last chance to get your champ and chump votes in as we tally them up and post on our website on Tuesday who the people select as champ and chump of the weekend. It's Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1. Anytime, anywhere in the country. Same thing through our website, 971theticket.com. Streaming with video, which I guess is up right now at twitch.tv and youtube.com. Are the phones back? Phones are back. Let's go. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1. There you go. There's the head coach. Look, we played a couple sound bites. I wonder if it's instilling confidence in the fan base at all. I sense probably not. 248-539-9797. Phones are back.
Yeah.
James, you're next on 97.1. Hi, James.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just kind of a little bit confused here. Why are we talking about how good they did when they lost? I mean, if we're going to look at it from that angle, then Philadelphia is just another Super Bowl winner again. I mean, because they...
Well, give us an example. I'm sorry. What did you take issue with what was said?
I mean, you guys are talking about how good the defense did. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking to take that angle, then how good did the Philadelphia Eagles defense play? We didn't even score 10 points.
Yeah, they played really well. Yeah. In fact, if you listen to the first 3 hours of the show, he spent plenty of time lamenting the offense. And I think it's fair to say the defense played really well.
James, do you think the defense played well?
I mean, considering what they were up against, yeah, because of what Dan Campbell put them in. But Dan Campbell's talking about it's two or three plays. I mean, two or three plays, yeah. I mean, but that makes or breaks a game.
That wasn't the only thing Campbell said.
It's more than two or three plays. I mean, it's two or three fourth down decisions that should have not been made. I mean, then J-Mo is in the end zone celebrating. This guy just signed a monster contract and can't even muster a 100-yard game. And he has the audacity to showboat and cost us.
Well, that was not a good moment, no. And
in fairness, he just came off a 100-yard game and has actually two this year. And in this game, he had 88 and a touchdown.
Why are you guys talking about how the defense played well? Do you think the defense played well? Yeah. There's plenty of bitching going on today, but it's not about the defense. Kevin in Clinton Township. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out. My champ and chump. So my champ is the Detroit Lions defense. Good job yesterday. And my chump is the Detroit Lions. And I say that because I'm in a quandary here of it seems like this year is a tale of two teams. And I'm trying to figure out, are we like team that lost to Green Bay, lost to the Chiefs, and lost yesterday? Or are we the team that then came back the following week and scored 52 and 44 in week 9. You know, it's like it's one or the other. And I'm
Yeah, I mean, look, I think if you look at the teams that are doing well this year, the Lions are 1-3, I believe, in those games. We'll see what Baltimore is when it's all said and done. But if you know, and Cincinnati was seemed like such a huge game, and then Burrow got hurt. But they've pounded the Bears. The other three games are all against teams that are considered contenders. They were all on the road and they lost them all. And now they got a contender coming in Green Bay in a couple weeks. They got to take care of the Giants. But unfortunately, what it doesn't look like, it doesn't look like they're going to have home field throughout the postseason this year. And with that, in knowing that, that means they're going to have to find a way to win some of these tough road games. They'll have a chance to prove it at Chicago. They got to go to Chicago and they got to go to LA and beat the Rams. If they do either of those things, they'll at least know that they can go on the road and win a big game. But, you know, I don't think they're defined yet. I don't think they're defined yet. And I think they're still a work in progress. And, you know, we'll see what comes out of it, Ken. But, you know, who are they? I'm not sure. I don't think they're a team without a chance.
Yeah, 3 years ago, I can't believe we were, you know, one quarter away from going to the Super Bowl. And it's kind of funny how it seems like the last couple of years we've been getting farther and farther away. And I'd hate to think that was our best chance, but it's kind of seeming that way. And here we are in year four, and we seem to be getting farther away from the Super Bowl and closer.
Yeah, well, see, I mean, we knew the people like this Lions team a lot going into the year and still predict them to lose 4, 5, and 6 games based on the schedule. And because of that, to get to 4, 5, and 6, Vegas over-under, wasn't Vegas's over-under 11.5? Was it 11.5?
I think it was. 10.5, I think.
10.5? So that means they got to lose 6 or 7 games to get there. Like, that was the expectation for this team. And it wasn't because they sucked. It was because this was going to be a brutal slate. The first place schedule gives you 3 extra first place teams on the schedule. And the divisions they played, AFC West and NFC East, seem pretty tough.
What's the biggest impediment for the Lions in getting to a Super Bowl?
Right now?
Yeah.
I would say winning a January game on the road.
Okay, what about the team specifically? Is there an area of concern?
Oh, you mean about this group?
Yeah.
Interior of the offensive line.
Okay.
Could they get Mahogany back? Yeah. Could Frazier get worked into this? Yeah, maybe.
I'm not sure if the offensive line can be a bunch better.
No, I'm not sure they can either, but defense is better.
The defense is better, and that makes up for a lot of things. My biggest concern, I guess, is the health of Sam Laporta at this point, because I think now that we've seen what life looks like without Laporta, it's one game. It's a small snapshot, but I mean, Sam's a guy that you could go to on fourth down and throw the ball. When they threw the ball 3 times on fourth down and incomplete passes in all 3 attempts, you know, would Sam have been targeted for one of those? And would he have come up with it? I don't know. But I like his chances because he's a dynamic player for this team in this offense. And he's another guy that Jared Goff has this great relationship with on the field. And not having him last night hurt, not having him for the next few games, let's hope that's all it is, that's going to hurt too.
Kevin in St. Clair, you are next. Hello, Kevin.
Hey to you all.
Hello,
hey,
Kevin.
Hi, guys. My champ, I'm going to make it simple and just go with the Patriots. They've really turned it around, and Vrabel's doing an awesome job. My chump comes down to a bunch of choices. The NFL, the Lions for never complaining about the officiating, J-Mo, and Dan Campbell, and I'm going to go with Dan Campbell. I just don't see them going to the championship with him as coach.
You're done, huh?
Coach, I just don't think he's a good game manager, and he gets stuck on his way of doing things. He's done it in the past. He's doing it still.
Do you think it's been – I mean, last night was – I agree. I think last night was a mistake, and I think that might just be a circumstance or a situation based on that game alone. By and large, him gambling as much as he has been a big plus for this team. Last night, it wasn't. Do you think you're being a little punitive because of what your eyes just saw?
No, because Jared Goff has proven that he's not I'm not saying he stinks, but he's not that great when the weather, when he's outside and the weather's bad.
Well,
and I don't think Dan Campbell coached to that.
So,
and then when you got a chance to, hear me out, when you got a chance to flip the field under in tough conditions and your defense is playing that great.
Yes, and how many times do you expect that circumstance to come up again? I agree. That was my big complaint about last night, is that I think it should have been more aware of that and that they should have played the field position game, because the circumstances last night dictated to me that that's what you should have done. But I don't know how many times those circumstances are going to come up. Now, they could very well come up in the playoffs if you're not hosting playoff games, and right now it doesn't look like the Lions are going to be hosting playoff games. But if they have to play on the road, dare I say in Chicago or in Philadelphia.
I'm rooting for the Rams.
right? Yeah. Rams or Tampa, you know.
Yep.
Maybe Carolina sneaks up in there. I don't but yeah, there will be games I'll get nervous about if they play on the road.
Let's be clear too. Yesterday was a prime example. Like, it's not unique to Goff. In bad weather, 25-mile-an-hour winds, you know who struggles to be their normal selves? Everybody.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts had his lowest completion percentage of the season. So did Jared Goff. I haven't found a bad weather metric, but outdoors, his completion percentage is better than it was indoors now, even after last night's game. But, you know, I do have the same questions. Can they win on the road in January? Well, they can't. They can't if they play like they did last night. What is fixable? What is fixable with this team to try and make them a tougher out? And let's be clear here. They were a tough out yesterday. But what is fixable to make them a better chance to go into a place like Philly and win come January? But that's another caller. Who's out? He's out on Dan Campbell.
It's an overreaction Monday.
It is I'm surprised at how many. I guess it shouldn't be. We bring in Rico Beard, who is on deck. Hello, sir.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
What's going on?
Rico?
How was Wrigley?
I enjoyed it way more than I expected I would. It was really cool.
You know, Gator, I get tickled when I turn on the radio and there's Doug and John doing the game. It's always kind of cool to hear. Like, we know a celebrity.
Is that the line that got crossed? Is
yeah.
Getting to do that? It is fun, and hey, I will tell you.
Even somebody out in California and Brian Stevens reached out and was like, that's our guy Dougie Fresh.
Really?
Yes.
How's Brian doing?
He's good.
The king, as yes. He was known back in the day. And it wasn't because he was popular with us.
No. No.
So what do you guys got planned?
Who's
coming
the blame?
Up next?
Who's the blame, and what does this loss at Philly really mean to this team?
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.